This is the Texas Standard. I'm Laura Rice, in for David Brown. When it comes to combating Mexican drug cartels, law enforcement agencies have aimed at the head, a play to cut off leadership in the ranks. According to the Congressional Research Service, Capitol Hill's nonpartisan think tank, 107 of Mexico's 122 most violent criminals have been removed. The results? Violence has surged, with media outlets reporting that death tolls are hitting 20-year highs. So what happened that saw this explosion of violence, and what's to come? Here to give us some answers is Nathan Jones, professor at Sam Houston State University and an expert in cartel violence. Welcome to the Texas Standard, Nathan.
Thank you for having me.
So let's start with this last year and violence in Mexico. What's been going on?
It started in 2016, mm-hmm. where we started to see the violence tick back up to the levels of 2011. And we saw a drop off in 2012. And so we thought, okay, we can take a breath now. The violence peaked, plateaued, and then was going to start going back down. Mm-hmm. But by 2016, you saw the numbers start to creep back up to some pretty high levels. And then in 2017, we started looking at the numbers and we said, oh no, we're on track to be as bad as 2011.
Wow. So aiming for the top leaders of a cartel seems like an obvious strategy. Why hasn't it worked?
Mm-hmm. Well, the expectation was that things would happen as they did in Colombia, where you remove the heads of the Medellin cartel and the Cali cartels. Everybody's watching Narcos these days. Mm-hmm. So in 93, Pablo Escobar goes down. Cali goes down in 95. And you did have a drop in violence in Colombia. In Mexico, what we've seen, though, is we engage in these decapitation strikes, mm-hmm. and multiple things start happening. The lieutenants working under the capo who's been removed, either through death or arrest, they start fighting with each other. So there's internal fighting. Mm-hmm. Other cartels smell weakness and say, hey, we can take over that plaza or trafficking territory. And so then you end up getting these kind of large-scale wars. This fragmentation has actually made everything worse in the Mexican context. Also, last year, we've seen the rise of the Cartel de Jalisco Nueva Generación, or the New Generation Jalisco Cartel, referred to by its acronyms as the CJNG. And while all the other groups have been fragmented, they've had a lot of money, and they've been willing to aggressively target the government and other cartels. And they've been really good at, as one Mexican analyst pointed out, adopting the orphans. Hmm. So as these groups get fragmented, all these cells that are operating on their own, this group has come in, picked them up, adopted them, made them part of its own organization or created an alliance with them, and they've spread throughout the country. And as we've seen them spread and become the most powerful cartel in Mexico as of 2017, we have seen violence increase.
Is this the group that was actually flying banners to say that they were moving in?
Absolutely, yes. So in states like Coahuila, they've gone and put up narco mantas or banners saying, hey, you got so much time to get out, we're coming in. Because they control important ports, they come in with a lot of money and a lot of violent know-how. This is a group that has directly confronted the government. In 2015, they downed a Mexican army helicopter.
Wow.
We haven't heard about that level of violent confrontation directly with the government in quite a while. But in 2015, we saw it from this group.
So what do you see the U.S. and Mexican governments doing to combat cartels coming in 2018? Will they change tactics?
Well, it seems like the kingpin strategy has become actually a default position. What I would like to see happen would be more emphasis on things like INL, Bureau of Narcotics and Law Enforcement, out of State Department, that does really great rule of law work with Mexico. Because what really needs to happen is we need to get Mexican institutions working in terms of the rule of law, because what good is it to arrest a capo if he can run his operations from the prison system? So it's one thing to say, okay, well, we're going to decapitate these large organizations, but we've also got to have a comprehensive societal approach that really works. And rule of law is really, really important. So I wish we were doing more institution building, and that's what I think should be done.
Nathan Jones is a professor at Sam Houston State University and an expert in cartel violence. Nathan, thanks again.
Thank you.